Queensland and West Australian governments are hoping that footy finals fever might give vaccine rollouts in their states a much-needed boost. Both states are lagging in the race to vaccinate, but are appealing to football fans who may have been slow to come forward for a vaccination to get the job done. Rachel Mealy reports.
Here's Cleary looking for the line, and he makes it!
It's footy finals time, and Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk had hoped the offer of free tickets to the finals would give the vaccination rollout in her state a much-needed kick along.
Queensland, we've got to get that rate up. So very good at the moment, but we've got to keep getting it up higher.
The state government had offered 3,000 double passes to this weekend's preliminary finals to anyone who came forward to specific vaccine hubs across the southeast of the state. But for a time yesterday, it looked like the ticket giveaway was going to be scratched because of confusion over whether the TGA forbids offering incentives for vaccines. And Queensland's Health Minister Yvette Darth wasn't happy.
Can I say this is bureaucracy gone mad? Are we supposed to be vaccinating people in this country or not against COVID?
But in a statement, the TGA says it's spoken to the NRL about the incentive scheme and the NRL is fully compliant. The Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has called the ticket giveaway a very constructive initiative. Yvette Darth says the Queensland government will follow the rules, but the rules need changing.
Now, this idea that we can give cash and rewards if you're double vaccinated, but if you're turning up for your first vaccine, you shouldn't get it, is not based on clinical or health advice. In fact, there's no evidence whatsoever that there's hesitancy in coming out to get your second vaccination. What we need is people coming out to get their first vaccine. That's what we're trying to do here.
Queensland's vaccination rate does need a free kick. So far, 43% of the eligible population is fully vaccinated, with 62% having had one dose so far.
I see skies of blue, clouds of white.
On the other side of the country, the West Australian government is hoping hosting this weekend's AFL Grand Final will also drive a vaccination push, with vaccination rates in that state almost the same as Queensland. TV ads will screen during the final, urging West Australians to roll up for WA. Dr. Sean Stevens is the WA chair of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners.
I think people haven't seen it, haven't seen the effects locally. It's still something that seems remote. So, you know, us sand gropers are not taking this as seriously as we should.
He says the absence of a major outbreak in WA has led to some complacency.
There's a lot of people who are thinking, well, if it does come, then I'll get vaccinated. But that's, you know, getting a vaccination appointment is going to be extremely difficult if there is an outbreak. Everyone will want to be vaccinated.
The WA Chair of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, Dr. Sean Stevens, Rachel Mealy reporting there.